Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going with Joshua Allen, and it's not even close. I think last year's success recipe is not this year's success recipe. Last year, we were all questioning Brandon Bean's decision to not give Josh a number one receiver. Buffalo Bills probably has the best trio of talent at the tight end position in the whole league. Those guys can play, but that's not a recipe for longevity when you have a third and six. You cannot be in 12 or 13 personnel. Well, you have, you know, got to have the situations where somebody on the outside has to consistently beat man to man.
Former NFL MVP Cam Newton speaking on the Bills offense. And that's something, Derek, we've talked about a lot, that the recipe from last year is not working. And one of the things we didn't necessarily jump into, I think I've mentioned it, but didn't necessarily jump into, that Sal brought up, starting field position as well. Bills are second to last in the league, where last year they were one of the better ones, whether that be to takeaways, to you know, punt and kick return, what have you. They were one of the better ones in the league. This year, that has not been the case, and it has forced them even more so. Got to be perfect. And that's hard to do in the NFL for 17 games. That is very, very hard to do.
It's hard to be perfect like that. And it is getting to a point where it's worrisome. And it's a week-to-week league. We do have to remember that at the end of the day. They are 6-3. It's a week-to-week league. We were sitting here a week ago, flying on the seat of our pants, right?
Mm-hmm.
6-2, just beat Kansas City. You were pretty much in control of that game. Everything's cool, right? And then 1 week later, we're all like, this stinks and nobody's having fun. And I think we just need to remember that for a second. And yet at the same time, I hate that this is where we're going, because what it does is it reminds you of even those couple of wins early in the year where they don't look that impressive while doing so.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned how they had control in the Kansas City game the entire time. It's not that I had legitimate fears that they would lose to Miami the first time around or the New Orleans game. I didn't have like that legitimate kind of fear, but man, you didn't look good. And then they do lose to Miami, and it's like, all right. All those things are being brought up again. The New England and Atlanta losses are coming back here. Mm-hmm. Bad time being had all around. The weaknesses are the weaknesses. The national media now pointing out Brandon Bean's comments that were made in April. Welcome to the party, pal, first of all. And second of all, it's frustrating. All it takes is one good game against Tampa Bay to get us back into good spirits.
I mean, look what the Kansas City win was, right? I mean, the Kansas City win was basically that, too, of like, okay, you've won two in a row, looking great.
But again, it turns into a very disturbing trend on the other end. Remember how I've always, early in the year, I had said something about this of like, you need to win X game because I don't want to think about the other side. It was Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't want to look at the other side if we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like in the Avengers. We have to win.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to go about if we don't. Steve Rogers. It's not the exact quote, but I'm paraphrasing on that. So I'm Steve Rogers in this. They have to win against Tampa Bay, mostly because I don't want to think about the other side of this.
Yeah.
And yet, at the same time, the way that they've been playing, I have to. I don't want to, but I have to. Because they have been performing now in a way that is, I don't know about worrisome, but it's definitely worth paying attention to.
It's not a great trend.
No.
Also, average starting field position, they were not one of the best. They were the best, 33.4, their average starting field position. I'm checking this year real quick. We know they're bottom two, but I just want to show how different it has been.
Yes.
And 28.5. Philadelphia is 28.2.
And starting field position could also do with, like, the defense gives up a little bit more.
No, it's 100%,
and it's a deeper
yeah.
punt versus, you know, you get a quick three and out and it forces a punt and you've got favorable position.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just kickoffs. It's not just punt returns as well.
It's the takeaways, all that
it's the takeaways.
Mm-hmm.
That's their biggest problem here, Zach. It's not necessarily the return game. It is the fact that the highly volatile stat finally has come back with the other side of the coin. They have reliably, through the entirety of Sean McDermott's tenure as the head coach, been a top 10 team in takeaways. This year, that's not happening as much. Those plays aren't being...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Made on the other side of the ball. And while injury does have a lot to do with some of these issues, poor tackling does too.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
How do you flip the field? Long run because there's a couple tackles missed, a couple blown assignments on run coverage, and the next thing you know, it's at the 33-yard line.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Pittsburgh, the best so far this year, own 33.9, and they still suck on offense. What a travesty of an organization right now. 803-0550, the number to call. Let's ring up the phone lines now. We'll start with Mike today. Mike, how we doing, man?
Good, thank you. You were just talking about injuries, and mm-hmm. I don't know if you can pull up the stats for this year as far as teams that have lost, like, the most starters, the most man time lost, I guess, due to injuries. But I'd imagine that that the Bills, as far as starters, have probably lost probably more games to injury than probably every other team. And then second of all, I'm starting to wonder that if maybe this offensive coordinator's lack of imagination or the ability, maybe he just doesn't have the ability to scheme concepts. I can see if a lot of these receivers were in their first and second years, but these receivers have experience either with other teams or even with the Bills when it comes to Shakir mm-hmm. as far as being able to catch some balls. And this offensive coordinator, you know, as far as I watch the Bills, and they run basically the same, you know, three types of passing plays. They either run that wide receiver screen, a 6 or 7 yard pass to Kincaid in the middle of the field there, or they run that back shoulder or jump pass on the sideline there to Coleman. Mm-hmm. That seems to be the main passes that the Bills have used pretty much this whole year. And I'm wondering, every time I watch the Bills, maybe I'm missing it, but they don't seem to run any bunch formations. And to me, that's a way of getting people, you know, finding ways to get people open, because I've seen it with other teams mm-hmm. where you create a bunch situation there, and it seems to scheme one or two people open. And I just wonder if you guys have noticed that they don't run any bunch formations.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for the call. This is where, I know a caller brought it up this morning with Jeremy and Joe, but I'm going to say the same thing. Greg Cosell on One Bills Live, his weekly appearance, he mentions a lot about the Bills' passing concepts and how they, this is not his exact word, but, you know, unimaginative. They're not doing everything they can. And that's where I do almost have the struggle going back and forth with, is it a talent issue? Is it the coaching? It's probably both.
It's
probably
be
an
both.
Ugly marriage. And yeah, no, I think to the caller's point, to Mike's point, they kind of do run sort of the same stuff over and over and over again. You know, Howard Simon yesterday bringing up that Khalil Shakir, can we throw the ball past the line of scrimmage every now and then for him? It seems like everything's at the line or is behind the line, those bubble screens. You know, Dalton Kincaid, where I get excited when they use him is that he's actually in the middle of the field going down the field. That's something we've talked about a lot, is maybe the biggest positive they've had in the passing game is Dalton Kincaid went from a guy that couldn't even, you know, his average yards per reception, I think, was under 10 yards, and it's jumped up this year to, I think, around 14, 15. He's been their big play guy. That's, I think, where they're going to miss it. I wonder what they look like, though, when they've got Gabe Davis in the lineup and Josh Palmer and Mecole Hardman and more of these, quote-unquote, seasoned receivers, vet receivers. Maybe it looks different. Maybe it looks better. I'm not holding my breath. The longer this goes on, the more I feel like this is probably more in line with Joe Brady having an issue with the passing game, and maybe more towards people when we were talking about the trade deadline of why even bring in a receiver, the guy's not going to use him. I think that maybe is correct at this point. If they brought in someone like a Rashid Shaheed, how much would he really change you? Because you can point to guys like Curtis Samuel and Elijah Moore having great years on bad teams, and yet they come to Buffalo now. And Elijah Moore looks like a guy that shouldn't even be in the league, and that was not true last year in Cleveland. 803-0550, the number to call. Sabres are in action tonight at Utah. Paul Hamilton's going to join the show in about 15 or so minutes. Before we take our next timeout, though, Tailgate Trivia is back. It is presented by Total Sports Enterprise Buffalo. Listen during every Bills game for your chance to call in, answer the trivia question, and win autographed Bills merch. That is courtesy of TSE Buffalo. If you're on hold, stay there. When we come back, we'll get to your calls, and we'll get to Paul Hamilton as well at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.